Well, right now we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for each and every caller on this line this morning. We thank you for your grace and your mercies, which will allow us to just go with the flow. God, we thank you for this call. We thank you for the speaker coming forth that will render us a message from on high. We thank you because you are such a God that you continue to watch over us no matter what we say or what we do. But we love you this morning, God. We thank you for the obedience of the leaders on this call, that when you call for them to set this call in motion, that they said yes to your will and have touched so many lives and is still blessing so many more. God, we thank you for Artists International, the company that was the thread that brought us all together. We ask you continually to watch over Artists as it grows into that billion-dollar company you have set it out to be. We thank you for each and every caller on this line, that they come forth every morning to hear a word from you, to be blessed and anointed by your word with these awesome speakers that we have on this call. God, we thank you as we go out today. We will rejoice in you, for we know that we have your grace covering us, so we will just go with the flow. God, we cover this call in prayer. We cover your message in prayer. And we thank you in your name, Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, this has been Jackie Henderson here in Indianapolis, Indiana, and it has been such a pleasure to greet each and every one of you this morning. I shall now turn the call over to our very, very, very capable host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Jackie, and thank you so much for greeting the people of God and getting us ready with the powerful prayer. And thank you, Mother Oliver. You know I love you all so much for our tagline, just go with the flow. And we know that when we do that, we are flowing in our Lord Jesus Christ, because we would have not to flow any other way. So thank you so much. And our family members, on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. Well, as you know, you have dialed in to the Master's Call, and we are so excited that you decided to start your day here with us. As we are here every Monday through Friday morning, we do not take vacations, not even on the holidays. Praise the Lord. So we thank you for your faithfulness to the Master's Call. Well, the Master's Call is all about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It was founded over almost 8 years ago in October. So we just thank God for the Master's Call and for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton for their faithfulness to this call. We have a mission statement, and that mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And we also have a foundational scripture, which is found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a theme every year that the Lord blesses Dr. Vanessa with, and our theme for this year is, "In 2018, through me, supernatural expectations, demonstrations, and revelations are being fulfilled and seen." And we are 7 months into this year, so I trust we have had some revelations and some expectations that have been fulfilled. Well, we welcome you to send us your prayer requests and your praise reports here on the Master's Call. Now, on Fridays, we hold over just a little bit longer, but if it is not Friday and if it's any other day, you are welcome to send your prayer requests to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And please know that we will be praying for you as we do faithfully every day. Also, this is not a closed ministry. A lot of you have been on this call and you've heard us greet, as you so beautifully heard Minister Brenda, Jackie greet, and even Mother Oliver gave us our tagline this morning. Now, you know, if at her age, 102 years young, hallelujah, there's no reason for us not to be a part of this ministry. So if the Lord has put it on your heart to be a greeter, as you heard Minister Jackie do it, and or to host as you hear me doing, or even to bring a word to the body of Christ, please, please, please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And our very organized, capable, wonderful Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, we have the same attributes. Minister Brenda Terrell will be in contact with you. Also, if you happen to miss one of our calls and you want to hear the message again, please know that you can always go to our website at www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net, and a buffet of messages await you there. And if you want to share this message with someone, or if you want to hear this today's message again, you can go to the playback, and that number is 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-pound. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-pound. Now, the company that brought us all together was once called Artist International, which is now called Artist Life, and it's a wellness company, which was founded over 25 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family out of Las Vegas, Nevada. So if you want to hear more about this company, please get with the person who told you about Artist Life, and I can guarantee you they will be more than happy to give you more information. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. And that call is held again every Monday through Friday morning. And it is founded by a group of wonderful leaders who you will hear from. And for today, Manager D. Lee will talk to you, because today is Testimonial Thursday. So in order to access that call, just go to 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. Again, 294-617-POUND. So we have a bridge number. And that bridge, oh, that's just Wrigley. She barks at the garbage man, so please just disregard that. The bridge number, our new bridge number is 712-293-9707. Again, 712-293-9707. And before I bring our speaker on, I again want to say happy birthday, Minister Robin, and happy birthday, Queen Victoria Flanagan. We praise the Lord for you, and I know that I'm not going to take up the time for my speaker to sing to you, but know that my heart rejoices over you and just so excited. You have a blessed birthday. I love you dearly, and so does the entire TMC family. Now, without further ado, I will introduce our speaker to you. And she is no stranger to the Master's Call. She is the Honorable Cynthia Cox. So I call her the Minister Honorable Cynthia Cox, who entered the political world in 2006 as the 79th Assembly District Female State Committee member. In 2008, Minister Cynthia was elected as the 79th AD female district leader and has held her position for well over 7 years. Minister Cynthia serves as the DC 37 union member and is a board member at a number of charities and business groups. As an active NAACP Bronx branch member, and New York State chaplain, Minister Cynthia focused on advocating for families within the 79th District on issues such as social services and economic needs, with her goal of implementing self-efficiency. In addition to her advocacy position, Minister Cynthia sings gospel at the AME Zion Church on the Hill and is the floor captain at Concourse Village, as well as an entrepreneur. Minister Cynthia holds a certificate in Christian ministry from the New York Theological Seminary and is a graduate of the NYPD Citizens Police. Minister Cynthia is known for her qualities of determination, perseverance, resiliency, and her work on her entrepreneur program. And I am a living witness that she is a determined sister, because I have ridden around with her in New York City, and I know how she will persevere to get what she needs to have. It is now my pleasure to introduce you to my sister, my directional sister, my friend, another woman of God whom I so love, Minister Cynthia Cox. Are you there?
Yes, Minister Willard. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much for that awesome introduction. I certainly appreciate you and all that you do. I love you, too. Thank Minister Jackie for that powerful prayer. And, oh, Mother Oliver, go with the flow tag today. I really appreciate that. Mother Oliver is one of our church mothers at the Church on the Hill in New York, so she is awesome. I often say she's on the call before all of us, and I don't know what to say. All I do is smile. But anyway, we thank her so much for that Go With The Flow tag. It is Go With The Flow. And I appreciate my two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherford, for their awesome master call they put together Monday through Friday. And you have to get your medicine before you go into the streets of New York or anywhere, believe it or not. And I just thank God for the master's call and giving God the praise this morning. And I just want to say Mother Oliver is 102.9. So in October she'll be 103 years old. And I want to say happy birthday, Minister Robert Wilson and Sister Victoria Flanagan. Happy birthday to both of you, and I so appreciate you guys. So I just want to say this morning, the subject this morning is gratitude. It is gratitude. Oh, I just thought that was such an appropriate thing that came over my spirit, and I couldn't resist to share that with you this morning. Reading from Psalms 136, verse 1 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faith and love endure forever." That's coming out of the NLT Bible. Then I turned over and I looked at my King James Version, and it says, 136, verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endure forever." Amen? Amen. So G is for gratitude. Let us go to prayer. Dear God, once again, thank you for a new day. Our gratitude is a mark of growth, a symbol of dependence on you, and recognize that my best days are before me. God, we love you. We adore you. Help us to remember that the polite thing to say is thank you, Lord, for the right thing is to mean it. When we express our gratitude to you, in Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. I'm going to come to you a few minutes. Like I said, G is gratitude, amen, gratitude. I am so grateful this morning. I am so grateful this morning to be able to share this with you. Praying can be a refreshing express every time you say it. Dear God, gratitude makes the stale fresh. It responds that the individual indicate that God's goodness has been noted and valued. Amen? It suggests that you, your whole heart embrace the plan that God is working to complete your life, my life. Gratitude recognizes that God loves forgiveness, faithfulness. It's an appropriate response to the infinite number of things God has done. Think about what God has done for us this morning. He woke us up this morning. Gratitude. We thank you for Mother Oliver. Gratitude. I recognize my two co-founders. Gratitude. I recognize that the ocean of God's goodness is a long journey through dunes and trouble on the turnpike. Amen. When you show gratitude to others, an emotional link forms. Amen. Because when you need help, someone helps you. Just like we have the products. If we share these products, we help someone. They need us. They need the products. But we have to have the understanding that we need to share. Gratitude recognizes that you can do everything in your own. You can't do everything on your own. Point to need to communicate when your community impose your ability to see and meet needs of others. This is the same thing I do when I'm doing with my Jackson Democratic Club. I meet the needs of the individuals, and they must comply and do the things because our community needs a lot. Yesterday I went to a tour at the health and hospital, and they showed us the area where it was really touching. It was just touching to me. And it was back in 1930. So, and there's the same thing in incarceration. It was all there. I said, wow, isn't it impossible? Sometimes you got to understand where this whole thing come from. But it was an experience, and I grant that everybody had the need to see that. It's impossible to think God's selfish to demand recognition for everything. He does, but thinking fail to comprehend how to value gratitude in enlarging the value of other people. We have to value. There is a meaning to everything that God asks is his family. What he asks is always for your benefits. Amen? Your benefits. As we, they brought Artists International to America. It's for our benefit. It's for, right now, it's so many people that's got health challenges. And if we can only understand what we have here, nobody would ever be without the products that we have. G is for gratitude, and is the third concept in the page of prayer model. God makes this day. Be grateful. Psalms 118, you can read it later, at 24. God sent people into your life to show gratitude in prayer. Every good gift is from God. Accept the things. James 1:7 said, thanksgiving is a sacrifice that honor God. Offer it. Psalms 50:23, you can read it another time. You can get to pray to God. Thank God for the gift of communication. Psalms 118:8. Pray for gratitude. That's why when we have what we have, and I said that in our business artists, if you're not sharing, you're not caring. To me, that's my philosophy for what we do here. If you care, you share, because we have something that no one can deny. Like Minister Brennan, we got the best side on this side of heaven, so now we got to understand. Expressing gratitude, one, is the best way to clarify value in the family of God. Expressing gratitude is prayer, and the best way to remember God's goodness and believe that his work in your life is just what you need. Gratitude denies the needs of competence and create the opportunity to help others. List as many things as you can that God has done to inspire your gratitude. Thank him, for each item will be as specific as you can about why you are grateful. Gratitude. Our gratitude. I am so grateful. God gives the thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithfulness and love endure forever. Amen. I thank God every day for all that he has done. What a difference between praising and gratitude. How can we praise and gratitude similar? But then, it's hard to someone who is selfish, self-sufficient, to express gratitude. their sense that self-sufficient person doesn't need, even won't help. I don't know who that is, but we all need help. We need help. We need help because when we help, I'm going to just say another one of the ladies that lives in my district. She called me about the COVID, Sweet Balance. She called me 3 times. I said, Lord, you know, I have to be thankful for this lady. She's retired, because I asked her if she wanted to get on a call. She said, honey, I can't get up early in the morning. So I said to her I would, you know, give her the call so she could listen to it later. That's gratitude. That she might accept help in the condition and help repay in some way. This mindset doesn't work with God, who can do you and can. He does accept you, your best offer, repayment of gift, like mercy, grace, and love. Listen, the top 3 gifts of God is given you. Consider, you think it would be to pay for those gifts. Does it make you grateful to offer you them a gift? And I was just so thankful that she's calling me because she needed the product. See, we don't understand until we give someone what we have and they begin to use it. Then they be like, oh, I need to call Ms. Cox. I need to get this product. So I'm grateful. Gratitude. Have you ever seen overwhelming gratitude to God? What do you learn? Why do you think God doesn't want you to take him for granted? Amen. And it's the same thing. We are taking our honest business for granted. Appreciate it. Appreciate the De Leon family. I appreciate them for what they have shared with us in America. Our prime reason for gratitude is to follow, admit a person's sin in the page. Pray. We always have to do that. We thank God for this. Given the renewal of relationship with God through forgiveness, then there should be no barriers on the expression of gratitude. Once the gratitude expressed, it will set tones a remain of your prayer. Think of a time when something gave you a gift that inspired immediately a sincere gratitude. Now think of everything God has given to you. Can we think of something now? Yes. We think about this artist international business. He brought it to us in America. But do we understand? Become a person of sharing. Become a person of loving. And I thank God for Dr. Vanessa Weatherford and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, because they brought this call to us to bring us together. And, Lord, I can't get without it. I can't do without my call in the morning. And I thank God for bringing people everywhere I go. I share this call. That's why I say I'm a mission on a missionary. I am certainly sharing this call because it's important. You don't know who life is going to touch. We have to understand, when someone expresses gratitude, sometimes you don't. Does it make you feel closer to a further away of the person? Why does gratitude invite you to great relationship and intimacy? I thank God for this time. I thank God for all we have him. God give us the God. Thank God for his love, his adore. He appreciates all of us. And all I can say to you guys, gratitude is for us. Gratitude. Recognize God's love and forgive and faithfulness. Recognize it. God is good, and he's good all the time. Back to you, Minister Willard.
Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for that wonderful message on G is for gratitude. I will call you back after our announcement to give us our benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, we come to you this morning. Oh, just so thankful for the reminder, Lord, that we are to show gratitude, that we are to be grateful. And so, Father, we are so grateful. And we just, oh, God, thank you so much for all that you have done for us. Father, we thank you for getting us through the times when we didn't know how we were going to make it. We thank you, Lord, for leading our way. Father, we thank you for Minister Cynthia for putting us in remembrance of not to take things for granted, Lord, but to show gratitude. So, Father, as she goes out her day today, we ask that you bless Minister Cynthia mightily. Father, that you order her footsteps, be that lamp unto her feet and a light unto her path. Father, we thank you so much for our dear Minister Robin and for our dear Victoria Flanagan. Bless them mightily today on this special day. Father, let this be one of the best days of their lives and the beginning of a whole new endeavor. Oh, God, that you would bless them indeed and enlarge their territory. Father, keep your hands upon them that they know no harm and cause no evil. You did it for Jabez, and we know you'll do it for them. Father, we thank you for those who have dialed in and who have called in this morning. You know what's on each and every person's heart. And, Father, you told us to cast our cares on you because you care for us. We lift up our prayer requests before you, Lord. There are those, oh God, who are struggling with health, but you did not cause us to struggle because you said, beloved, I want you to prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. So, Father, prosper them in their health. You said by your stripes we are healed. Father, for those who are in need of whatever it is, Lord, you said you would take care of all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father, for the bereaved families, oh God, just do a special, lay your hands upon them, Lord. Give them the comfort and the love, Lord, for Minister Kai, oh God, and for her family, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you continue to comfort them. We pray, oh God, that you continue to heal their hearts, oh Lord. Be with her, Father, in the name of Jesus, as he goes on, as they go on to celebrate the homegoing of his wife. Father, we pray, oh God, for the family in Branson, Lord. Not the family in Branson, but family who was in Branson, Lord, who perished, oh God, 9 family members on the death boat. Oh, Lord, if each and every other person, oh God, be the comforter that they need you to be. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for Mother Oliver, oh God, who you are just using on this call to bless us. We thank you for Mother Josie, oh Lord, who is a mother to us all. Now, God, order their steps. Be that lamp unto their feet. Have your angels encamp around about them, oh God. And, Father, as we each go out this day, you know exactly what you want us to do. Let us do something, Lord, today to be a blessing to someone else, to show your awesome love and glory. We give you praise and we call it done. Bless the fast as well, as, oh, Lord, we pray. And, Father, we just ask that you reveal those things to us that need to be revealed during this fast. We give you praise and call it done in Jesus' name, the name that never, ever loses its power. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, my PMC family, you're going to want to go back and hear that wonderful message that Minister Cox gave to us this morning, Minister Cynthia. And to hear the playback, simply go to 712-435-1085, and the PIN code is 957677#. Again, to hear the playback, 712-435-1085, and the PIN code is 957677#. I want to make a correction with regard to the bridge number. It's 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. And immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call, and that number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-617#, 294-617#. Again, Minister Robin and Queen Victoria, have the best birthday ever today. And as I always say to you, my TMC family, you know I just love me some y'all. I will turn you back over to Minister Cynthia for our benediction. Minister Cynthia, oh, by the way, Thank you, Minister Jackie, for seeing and greeting the people of God this morning. And thank you, our dear Mother Oliver, for giving us our tag. That's it for me and Minister Cynthia. back to you.
Thank you so much, Minister Will. I appreciate you. Dear God, I am learning that you are more than worthy of every word of praise we can say. I am filled with joy, spending time in presence. And Lord, more importantly, G is for gratitude. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Everyone go out and have a blessed and productive day.